This is the Freedom Audio Show with Aaron Chen.
Hey, this is Aaron Chen, and in every single episode of the Freedom Audio Show, I'll be sharing one idea with you that has the potential to make you thousands of dollars in your business and will help you get closer to creating true freedom in your life. So sit back, relax, and let the journey begin. Hey, what's going on? Welcome to episode 222 of the Freedom Audio Show with Aaron Chen. In today's episode, I want to talk a little bit about the fact that how a lot of people with no money, like zero money, always want to start an online business, okay? And I'm going to give you some solutions to this problem, and we'll talk a bit about the problem and the mindset of these people a little bit, right? So, you know, I've been doing this a long time, 13 plus years, and in that time, I'm constantly getting messages, comments, emails from potential students telling me that, you know, they want to build a business and they want to do it for free, they want to bootstrap it, right? They've got no money, they literally can't put food on the table, they can't pay their mortgage, they can't send their kids to school, but yet they want to start an online business, okay? And so the thing is that whenever I get emails like this, it's just interesting to me because, you know, there's so many people in this world, right? There's like, I can't even remember now, 7 billion people all over the world. And so people are very different, right? People have different backgrounds, they have different upbringings, they live in different environments, obviously different countries, different socioeconomic standing. And so it's very interesting whenever I hear something like this, because in my world, it's very obvious that if you don't have money, you can't build a business. Do you know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, a business requires capital. It doesn't matter what kind of business it is. It could be a restaurant, it could be a consultancy, it could be a construction services company, or it could be an online business, right? So whether it's drop shipping or affiliate marketing or some sort of freelancing, right? Whatever it is, any type of business that you're gonna start requires capital, okay? And capital means that you must spend a little bit of money to operate the business. But for some reason, there are a lot of people all over the world who think that you can run a business without spending any money, okay? And so I just find it very strange that this is not a common sense thing. And it should be a common sense thing because, I mean, think about it, right? If you wanted to start a McDonald's franchise, do you think you could start a McDonald's franchise with no money in the bank? Absolutely not. To start a McDonald's franchise, you need 1 to 2 million ringgit. That's about $500,000 to buy the franchise and to get it going, pay staffing, construction fees, and all that stuff to operate a McDonald's franchise. Now, obviously you don't have to start in a McDonald's franchise. There are much cheaper businesses out there, but you get the idea, right? Whatever business you start, it has overheads, right? You got to pay for electricity, you have to pay for staff, you have to pay for water, you have to pay for food, you have to pay for the kitchen, you have to pay for infrastructure, equipment, rental, construction of the premises, right? And so when it comes to an online business, it's no different. It's absolutely the same thing. You still need certain tools to be able to run that business for you, right? Whether it's an email managing software to manage your email database of contacts, whether it's a page builder to build out your websites, right? Whether it's your hosting account. Now, hosting doesn't cost a lot of money. It's only $10 per year, but you still have to pay for it. It's not free. You know, people aren't going to give you these things for free, right? Because nothing in life is free, unfortunately, right? My friends, yeah, there's no such thing as a free lunch. We all learned that in school. That's the basics of economics. There's no such thing as a free lunch. You need to spend a little bit of money in order to make much, much more money back. And that's the game online. Now, here is the great thing about starting an online business is that it doesn't cost nearly as much as starting a traditional business, right? So if you wanted to start a restaurant, you would need to spend like, you know, at least $50,000 to $500,000 easily, depending on what kind of restaurant you want to start, right? But the beauty about an online business, especially if you choose the right business models like affiliate marketing, which is what I specialize in, you really don't need that much money. You need to spend a bit of money on the training to learn how to do it, and that can cost anywhere from, you know, $100 to $2,000 to learn that information, and that's fair, right? That's a fair price point. And to run the business, the tools only cost you about $100 to $200 a month to run the business. That means that the tools are going to keep your business alive. It's going to allow your websites to stay online. It's going to allow you to collect email addresses so you can follow up with people. It's going to allow you to do promotions. It's going to allow you to keep track of everything. I mean, that is nothing money compared to the amount of money that an online business can potentially bring you back, right? Think about it. You know, $100 or $200 a month is a drop in the ocean compared to earning, what, $5,000 a month, $10,000 a month, $20,000 a month? What if your business could bring you $50,000 a month? What is $200? Do you know what I mean? So I find it funny and comical when people, you know, get crazy over a $100 to $200 fee that they have to pay to run their potentially six-figure, multiple six-figure, million-dollar online business. It's just comical, right? It's just crazy that anybody in the world would think that you can run a real, significant, successful business without spending any money at all right? And so the thing is, first of all, you need to get educated, right? Business is business. This is business 101. It doesn't matter whether it's online or offline, you're going to have to spend a little bit of money. Now, the truth is that there are better businesses and there are worse businesses out there, right? There are more expensive businesses to run, like we just spoke about, and there are more affordable businesses to run, like we just spoke about. And so your job is to do your research and to be a smart person and, you know, someone who is willing to educate themselves to figure out what is going to work for you. But to simply think and be naive that you can run a six-figure business without spending any money, 0 cents. I mean, I'm sorry, but I don't know what planet that, you know, these people live on, but on planet Earth, economics doesn't work that way. You know, if it really did, then everybody would be millionaires, right? Yeah? I think all of you would agree. Every single person who is listening to me on this podcast is an intelligent human being, and yet I still, till today, regularly get emails about asking why they can't build an online business for free. I'll get an email like this probably 2 or 3 times a week, guys. Okay, a week. It's just mind-blowing, right? Anyway, so I just wanted to you know, give you an idea of, you know, people out there thinking, first of all, that you can grow a business for free, right? Which is absolute horseshit. There's just no way that you can do it. And if you think that, then you don't deserve, you know, to be in business. You're not ready for business, right? And that's okay. That's okay. There are so many different people in the world. There are millions of people, billions of people out there, and not everybody is ready for business. Look, here's the reality, right? If you can't put food on the table, the least of your worries is trying to build an online business, all right? Because you can't put food on the table, right? So the first call of action for you is to find a job, really. I know it sucks. I know that sounds horrible that you have to go out there, you've got to get your resume out, and you have to find a job, but that's just the way the world works. If you need to put food on the table, you need to feed yourself and your family, pay your rent, right? You know, sleep in a warm bed at night. You need a salary. Whether that salary is $500 a month or it's $5,000 a month, you need a salary, right? So you need to suck up your pride and you have to figure out a way to get a job. Whether it's a full-time job or a part-time job or many part-time jobs, you gotta do it, right? And that's what I tell my people. Every time somebody emails me that and says, Aaron, I wanna do this, but I've got no money, what should I do? I say, listen, you need to be smart, okay? You need to hustle and you need to find 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 jobs. I don't care how many jobs you need to get, but you need to get enough jobs so that you can pay yourself enough money to survive, first of all, right? Survival is the most important thing. The last thing that you ever want to do is build a business without any income because your back is going to be against the wall, right? So sort yourself out, sort your life out, sort your kids out first, get some salary going, and then once you have some salary, put aside 10, 20, 30, 40, 50% of the salary that you make every single month, and instead of spending it on Netflix or the, you know, a new shirt or new sneakers or whatever it is, or cigarettes or alcohol, save that money, and then once you have enough capital, come back and start a real business online, right? Because here's the thing, you don't really need that much money to start an affiliate marketing business. You really don't, you know, and it's not like the old days where you needed like 50 to 100 to 200,000 US dollars in the bank if you wanted to start a business. Nowadays, you really don't need that, which is actually a blessing in disguise if you think about it, right? Because to start an affiliate business, all you really need is you need the training, which might cost $100, $200, $300, $400, $500, right? And then you need tools to run the business, which is roughly about $150 a month, right? $100 to $200 per month to run the tools. Now, if you are going to run a smart business and you want to be around for the long term, I highly recommend that you have a buffer for at least 3 to 6 months. That means that you have enough money to maintain the business whether you make sales from the business or not, right? You can't expect to make money in day one, all right? Think about this. All restaurant owners or new restaurant owners know that they're not going to be able to cover their rental in the first few months of starting their restaurant. That's just the way business works, right? You can't expect to open your doors to your donut shop and all of a sudden make $30,000 that month. It just doesn't work that way. Business is business. It takes time to grow. People have to get to know about it. You have to get used to the marketing. You have to hire the right staff. You know, you have to twist and tweak and, you know, make your operations better. So it takes a little bit of time, right? So if you have 50 bucks in your pocket and you think that you can make your business work in month one, you're delusional. You know, you're really delusional because this is common sense stuff, right? You don't need to get a PhD. You don't need an MBA to understand these things, right? And I'm being pretty hard about it because, you know, unfortunately these days common sense isn't very common, you know? But if you really think about it, if you really engage your brain and think about the way that businesses around the world work, I mean, if you look at how a McDonald's works, right? Or if you look at how a cafe works and you look at how much cost is involved with running these types of operations, you'll understand that you're not gonna be able to make money in day one if you open shop, right? Because you're gonna have to pay salaries, you're gonna have to pay for food, people have to find out about your business, you're gonna have to tweak your recipes and all that stuff, right? And online business is no different, okay? But the great thing is that it is more affordable, right? So how much do you really need to get started? Well, I would say you need about $1,000 to get started. Now look, if you don't even have $1,000 in your bank account, you've got bigger problems, all right? And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with not having $1,000 in your savings account. There are a lot of people that don't have that, right? Because maybe you're in a shitty situation. Maybe you've got 6 kids that you need to feed, right? Maybe you don't have a job. But what is not an excuse is making the excuse of not being able to go out there and find more work, all right? Because everybody can do that. I don't care how many kids you have. I don't care if you have a husband or you don't have a husband or whatever it is, or a wife or you don't have a wife. You can make it work if you ask the right questions and you figure your shit out. It's as simple as that, okay? So don't make statements like, oh, I can't do it because I don't have the time. Or, oh, I can't do it because I already have a job and I don't have time to get another job, right? Or, oh, I can't do it because I've got 3 kids and I've got lots of mouth to feed and I've got to spend time with them. No. No, you're just making excuses for yourself, right? So every time you make a phrase or a statement like that, what it does is it shuts the mind down. What you should be doing instead is you should be asking the question, how can I find more time in my day so that I can get a second or third job so that I can make more money to provide for my family, and then I can save some of that money to then invest in an affiliate marketing training course and start an affiliate business and slowly grow it over time and then slowly change my life, right? Or it should be, how do I find a way to find more money or find more time in the day, right? How do I do that? How can I, right? Now, when you ask a question, it opens up your mind and it allows you to figure out solutions to your problems, right? Rather than just, you know, taking the easy way out like most people do and just saying, oh, I can't do that. I've got no time. Oh, I can't do that. I've got 6 mouths to feed. Oh, I can't do that. I've got to pay rent this month. I mean, if that's the case, then unfortunately, you're going to live this exact same life until you die, which kind of sucks to me, to be honest, right? If that was the situation, okay? So the seed that I want to plant today in this episode, and I'm sorry that this is a bit of a tough message, but you know, some people need to hear this, right? Not everybody, but there are a lot of people that don't understand how business really works and they need to hear this message, okay? So the first thing is business 101. You need a bit of capital to start a real business that's potentially going to change your entire life, all right? Now, if you don't have the money for it, what do you need to do? You need to ask the right questions on how you can find more time and how you can find more money in order for you to get the time and the income that you need so that you can save the money, get the capital, so that you can start the business, okay? And that's as simple as that. And the third question that you need to ask yourself is, what other choice do you have, right? And that's the question that I always like to finish with. What other choice do you have? If you think that your life is so difficult now that you can't ask these two questions and try to make your life better, then you're fucked if you think about it, right? The rest of your life is going to be exactly the way that it is now, and nothing is ever going to change, okay? And it doesn't matter whether you are 22 years old, 18 years old, 44 years old, or 75 years old, your life is not going to change. Think about how many more years you have to live, and think about how painful it's going to be if you don't do something right now to change the rest of your life. You're going to wake up tomorrow and your life is going to be exactly the same because you decided not to do anything about it. Not because there aren't solutions, there are always solutions. The problem is you made the decision to not do anything. You made the decision to make an excuse. And that is the biggest problem. All right, I want you to ponder on that because that's powerful, okay? A tough message today, but you know, some people do need to hear this tough message in order to change their life. Listen, you can get out of any situation. I don't care how bad you think your situation is, you can get out of it, right? The question is whether you are willing to make the difficult decisions and go through the pain and the growth and the struggle in order to get yourself to the other side. All right, I hope you enjoy this episode today, and I will see you in the next episode of the Freedom Audio Show. Take care. Hey, this is Aaron Chen. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Freedom Audio Show. If you could do me a favor and rate this episode, it would really help me a lot. Whatever platform you're listening to this on, if you really enjoyed it, I would really appreciate 5 stars. And listen, if you're like, Aaron, I love this stuff, but you know, how do I get started, right? How do I start building an online business? How do I start creating an income from home? Well, you may not know this, but I've got my own program. It's called The Invincible Marketer. And all you need to do is head to theinvinciblemarketer.com. And over there, you're going to get a lot of information about how you can work directly with me and start to generate, you know, real income from home, learn the real skills of learning how to sell digital products if that's something that you want to do. And listen, I appreciate you so much. Thanks for listening to this show, and I'll catch you on the next episode.